Chi High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Our coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a sun-soaked but kind of chilly Gannon Family Baseball Field at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson filling in for Mark Halverson today. Jason Bob with me. It's the season opener for your 2026 Chippewa Falls Cardinals as they take on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. And Jason, good to be back to baseball, even if it is a bit chilly here in early April.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they decided to play today, but when it's early in the season, you kind of got to play when you can.
Yeah, got to get those games in as soon as we can, and for this Chi High team, of course, that run to sectionals last year, they certainly bring back a lot of pitching. The bats are something that you hope can certainly come into play very early on for this season. They're losing some significant players. Cole Perlberg is one of those players from last year that not only had home run power, but just a knack for getting hit by the baseball and getting on base.
That's for sure. Yeah, I think the big thing this year will be how are they going to score runs. They should have plenty of arms to keep offenses limited, but are they going to score? That'll be the big question.
Well, we will continue to break this one down as we come back right after this on WOGO Sports. We'll take a quick two-minute timeout and be back to take a look at the matchup here with Chippewa Falls and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. We're back in two. This is WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports coverage of Chi High Baseball 2026. Good to have you with us.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Getting closer to Chi High Baseball and WOGO Sports. We'll actually take one quick 90-second break and be back on WOGO.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Time for baseball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Cardinals.
The Chippewa Falls Cardinals taking the field now. Caleb Swentz alongside Jason Bob. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. What would you say is a key or two here this afternoon and evening for the Cards, Jason, as they try and go 1-0, a season opener on this chilly April day?
I think for both teams, especially on a day like today, you really, as a pitching staff, you have to throw strikes and try and eliminate big innings. Defensively, it's tough to play when it's 30, 35 degrees outside. So not walking people and avoiding pass balls and giving the other team runs, I think it'll be key for both teams.
We've talked about, again, the pitching that Chi High is returning, but can they score enough? And especially on a chilly day like today, you would think that runs are certainly going to be at a premium. The weather affects everybody. Everybody's going to be playing in it here today. But this Rapids team, I believe, has one game under their belt, but it was over a week ago, if I'm not mistaken. And so, again, it's just kind of this same boat that everyone's in, where it's very early on and still trying to get their sea legs under them when it comes to pitching, catching, and everything in between.
Yeah, and Chippewa's got a few first-time varsity athletes on the team this year. I know they've been successful in other sports, but you never know early on how a sophomore is going to react, or a junior that's never played varsity, how they're going to react. So it'll be fun. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Brady Smith, what do you see in him, who's getting the start on the hill and leading off for Chi High?
Yeah, I love Brady. Brady had a phenomenal year last year on the mound. He was first-team all-conference. He had an ERA below 3. He's a strike thrower. He's not gonna throw it by you. He doesn't throw upper 80s, but he hits spots. He has a great mix of pitches, and he's a pitcher. He's just an old-school pitcher.
And you certainly love, again, pitchers who can get out and hit as well. So we'll see how he starts off as we get ready to roll here. Number 19, Jarrett Segalowski, if I'm pronouncing that right, the senior, will lead off here for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Bats from the right. Opening salvo. In there for a strike from Brady Smith.
Good start.
Chippewa Falls, their first game of the season. Upstairs for ball one from Brady.
Yeah, Brady started with two fastballs in a row. He's always been really good at locating, so that'll be a key today.
Smith induces a big swing and a miss.
That's Brady's, I don't know, he's got a few different pitches that look like a curveball more than a changeup, but yeah, he mixes really well.
One ball, two strikes to Sigalowski. Smith looking inside. Ball two.
Yeah, tried to overthrow a little bit on that one, it looked like.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Two balls, two strikes. Smith brings it home in the dirt. Count has worked full. We've got a payoff pitch, Jason, coming up right from the get-go.
You know, early on, that was a 2-2 off-speed pitch. He threw one for a strike, but right there, I don't want to go full count on the first hitter.
Three balls, two strikes. Brady Smith, the pitch. Tapped foul.
Swing and a miss.
All right, I thought he got a piece of it. So strikeout one for Brady Smith and one down.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. He got it up a little bit, got it up in the zone. It was probably a ball, but it was close enough where he had to swing at it.
Now number 12, their pitcher, Gage Honeygager, as they're getting the hardest names to pronounce in the top of the order.
It's Wisconsin Rapids. Like, I have a cousin from Rapids, and every other, I think, player on every team is a ski or a name that you've impossible to pronounce.
So Honeygager is a lefty. He'll be pitching. Smith's counterpart. Chopper right back up the middle, and that's going to bounce over second, and Honeygager aboard with a single with one down.
Yeah, that was a good piece of hitting. Didn't try and do too much. He stayed back on an off-speed pitch and hit it right back up the middle.
The right fielder, number 17, Matthew Pollard.
Now their right fielder, Matthew Vollert, number 17. Thank you to Sam Averly, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator. And there for a strike.
Yeah, that was perfect location. Low and in, right at the knees. Guy on first and one out, a ground ball here, double play. That would be ideal.
Carter Jagger is our video producer, giving you the shots that you see here tonight. The 0-1 pitch with a run at first, fouled off. Quickly ahead in the count. Brady Smith with us here at a windswept and chilly Gannon Family Baseball Field.
It's a good day, to be in the booth.
I was just about to say that. Shout out to Carter out there on top of the dugout. Runner at first.
Ooh, that's
whistling it one in, just missing. Ball one.
Day this cold, that should be a strike.
I think so as well. I think we all want to keep things moving, right? Runner at first, one away. One and two is the count on Vollert, the senior right fielder.
See if he goes. Yeah.
Throw to first.
So oftentimes when you have a pitcher that's up in the count, this is kind of a off-speed count. And if the runner can run at all, you kind of anticipate maybe a curveball in the dirt or a little slower pitch to give you a head start running towards second. And Brady just tried to keep him close at first.
One and two the count. Brady Smith the pitch. This one is lofted into shallow right center field. Runners will advance to first and second. Another pretty good piece of hitting behind in the count.
Yeah, absolutely. It's both the balls that have been hit have been one up the middle and one going the other way, so they're staying back, keeping their hands back and making good contact.
Number two, the left fielder now, Francis Cronkreitz. Another senior in this lineup. Another lefty. Two lefties in the first four. Smith the pitch. Just missed outside. Runners at first and second. Now we'll have Landon Atkinson with a quick conference on the hill. Our conversations throughout the year with Coach Mitch Steinmetz will be brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonsWaterCare.com. GibsonsWaterCare.com.
again, one pitch away from getting out of the inning with a double play. Try and keep something down in the zone.
One down, runners at first and second. Couple singles in a row.
That's a good pitch.
In there for a strike, 1-1.
That's key. If you can get a high school pitcher, or any pitcher for that matter, to throw off-speed pitches for strikes, especially down in the count, that's a huge advantage for a pitcher.
Brady Smith comes home with a pitch, another swing and a miss. 1-2.
The two pitches he's given up hits on have both been up in the zone, and it seems like he's more effective right now when he keeps it down, so we'll see where he goes on this one.
Kanan Chalinski on deck for the Red Raiders. Runners at first and second, one away, the 1-2. That one is lined, dumped into shallow center, and that will move the runners along. Coming toward the plate, there will be no throw cut off, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln leads 1-0 with runners at first and second.
Yeah, that was, again, great piece of hitting. That looked like a curveball that was located down and away and stayed back and hit it back up the middle. Not trying to do too much with
catcher, baseball. Number five, Kanan Chalinski.
Kanan Chalinski, number five, a junior, the catcher, now at the plate. So a good start for Brady Smith with the strikeout, but then three straight base hits lead to a 1-0 advantage for the Red Raiders. Runners at first and second, still looking maybe for that double play ball. Slap foul along the third baseline.
Yeah, I don't know. Really, I don't know anything. I asked a couple of people today if they knew anything about Rapids, and the only thing I heard was they should be better than they were last year, but I don't know much about it.
Of course, they had some pretty good athletes on that basketball team.
They did.
Upstairs, ball one, count evens. WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Live audio streaming there. And check out the live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube, WOGO Radio on Facebook. Brady Smith with runners at first and second. 1-1 count, one away. One run in here for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Smith the pitch. It is popped sky high in the air. Run over far side for Axon, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, that's a tough day. High sun, windy, cold. Yeah, he did a nice job of getting rid of his mask and getting underneath it.
That is the second out of the inning. Minimize some damage here. J.D. Weiland comes up to the plate next. He's DHing. Number seven, a junior. Bats from the left. Three lefties in the first six hitters for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Whistling it in for a strike, Brady Smith.
That was an interesting setup at the plate. He moves a lot. Usually you want to, I don't know, usually
kind of rocking back
and,
on his heels a little bit.
Try to keep your eyes as still as possible, but I think he kind of calms himself right before the pitch, but that's unique start.
Just missing for ball one. Going back to kind of that stance. Sometimes you see the bat waggle, but the body waggle is a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Bats move a lot, but you don't see the body or the hands move that much usually.
Another junior, Owen Richardson, is playing first, is on deck for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Cards trying to get out of this one with just one run across. Looking for the spot. Atkinson trying to frame it. Doesn't get the call. 1-2. 2-1 with two away and runners at first and second for the Red Raiders. Sunshine has come back out here at Casper Park. Smith comes home with the pitch. There he got the call.
That looked like pretty much the same as the last one. Probably it might have been up a little bit more. But that's a nice thing if you're a pitcher and you can hit spots consistently. The umpire eventually will see that and start giving you a little bit more.
Weiland, the lefty, with runners at first and second and two away. Smith with a 2-2 count. The senior, the pitch, swing and a miss, send him down. And the Cardinals end the inning after the top of the first. Our score, Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln 1, Chippewa Falls nothing. We're back with the Cards half of the first after this on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Welcome back to Cardinals Baseball on WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bob here at Casper Park. Carter Jagger is our intrepid video producer on top of the dugout, bearing the cold right along with the players. Sam Aberley, the warmest of our bunch at the WOGO studios in Halley. Warming up here as we begin the Cards' offensive half of the first inning. Gage Honeyager, number 12, the pitcher. He's a senior.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Google now. I just Googled Gage to see if there was anything out there, and it looks like he's committed to Madison Area Technical College, which has a really, really good baseball program.
Sure.
Says his average velo is 86 to 88.
Really?
I don't know if it'll be that high on a day like today, but yeah, obviously he's if he's going to MATC to play baseball, he's a pretty skilled player.
Leading off the bottom of the first for your Cardinals.
So leading off the pitching counterpart, Brady Smith, the senior. I forgot to ask you where Brady's velocity ends up. Is he 86 or so?
Yeah. I think last year Brady was mid-80s consistently. I don't know if he's...
Upstairs, ball one.
If he's in the upper 80s yet, I'm not sure.
And again, as you mentioned, probably not on a day like today,
no,
upper 30s.
No, velocities are going to be down a little bit today.
I'm not sure if they have hot chocolate over there at the concession stand, but I'm sure it'll be a bestseller if it is. Smith takes ball two. Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Honeyager finds the mark for strike one.
Yeah, too fast. First two pitches were fastballs, and they weren't even close, and that was looked like a slider and controlled it really well.
Misses to make the count 3-1. Couple strikeouts to Brady Smith's credit in the first half of the inning. Count worked full. Smith watched that one go by inner part of the plate. Honeyager got the call.
Yeah, yep. That was, again, another slider.
Full count, payoff pitch, bobbled by the second baseman, but a pretty easy toss to first. And that is Smith being retired 4-3 on the putout.
Center fielder number 10.
Yeah, a day like this, I know you obviously want to get a hit every time, but when you're pitching, it's, I'll get off the field and go get my coat and warm up a little bit before I have to go back on the mound. Yeah.
Sophomore Mason Chittenden, number 10, playing center field. Batting from the right, the next one up with one away for Chi High, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first in their season opener. Ball one. They have a couple that have looked like maybe they're getting away from Honeyager just a little bit.
Yeah, his fastball right now is, he's releasing it. That is way better.
Bullseye one and one.
First few fastballs he threw, he's just releasing it too early, and they're going up and away. That one he hung on to a little bit longer.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, the 1-1. That one missed wide.
Yeah, his velo is up there. You can tell he's throwing pretty hard.
2-1 on Mason Chittenden with one away for the Cards. Pitch low and in the dirt. 3-1 count for Chittenden with Gavin Thompson on deck and Landon Atkinson, the senior, pair of seniors, on deck and in the hole respectively for the Cards and Coach Steinmetz. Honeyager comes home with a pitch, misses wide, and first base runner of the season for Chi High is Chittenden.
Yeah, I think that second base. I don't know a lot about. I don't know anything about Mason being a sophomore. But as a sophomore for your first varsity at bat to not chase anything, usually you're
good.
You get those young guys and they want to swing at everything that comes towards them. But yeah, he showed good patience and we got a base runner.
Gavin Thompson, the second baseman, coming up. Quick break in the action. A reminder that we'll show it to you in full view here. Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort and Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort and Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you. Gannon Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Gavin Thompson, the lefty, with Mason Chittenden at first and one away. Facing Honeyager, the senior from the Red Raiders of Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln. Inside, kind of right in front of the nose of Gavin Thompson.
Yeah, he's just got a... He's got to figure out what adjustment to make because he's missing in the same spot almost every time with that fastball.
The 1-0 pitch from Honeyager. Missed again inside.
Yeah, and I think the coach, in between the last two hitters, I think he went out and just told them, hey, just relax. You don't have to overthrow. Just try and get it in the zone.
That time found the outer portion of the plate.
Yeah, his strike percentage is higher with his off-speed stuff than his fastballs, which is not normal in high school.
So Gavin Thompson has looked at the first three pitches here. The 2-1 lets it go by again. It's strike two called.
And sometimes these are the hardest guys to hit off of when they're throw one under your chin and then they throw one on the outside corner at the knees. It's not easy to adjust.
Runner at first, check swing.
I don't think he did.
And he didn't go, so outward full here. Three balls, two strikes on Gavin Thompson, the senior second baseman, number 14.
I've heard Mason is pretty fast. This is a pretty good pitch to run on.
Second full count of this half inning. Inside, ball four, take your base. Two walks in a row worked by Chi High hitters.
And I know Rapids got a run in the first inning, but Brady filled up the strike zone and threw a ton of strikes, and even with three hits, they scored one. This is a situation where you start walking guys, and now you give up three hits, and you're giving up two or three runs at least.
Landon Atchison, senior catcher number one, now strides to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Runners at first and second, just one away against Honeyager. Bullseye on strike one. Landon came through with some big hits for the Cards last year.
Landon has been consistent for the last few years, and his hitting has gotten better each and every year.
The 0-1 pitch is low. Evens the count at 1-1. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Honey Yeager misses again wide, 2-1.
Yeah, and it doesn't help. I mean, I don't want to keep talking about the weather, but when you're playing defense and you're walking two or three guys an inning, it makes it harder to play defense.
Runners at first and second. For Atchison, finding the mark for a 2-2 count is Honey Yeager. Trying to put himself in a much better position in this inning.
Yeah, that's a really good pitch.
Atchison, the senior right-handed catcher. Pair of base runners aboard and just one away, facing a 2-2 pitch here. Honey Yeager, the senior, comes home with it.
Good fight.
Atchison, as you mentioned, fights it off. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Sun has come out full force once again. The 2-2 fouled back. And I'm glad I moved the WOGO Sports vehicle a little bit further back beyond that concession stand. Well, when you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 2-2 again upstairs. The third full count of this half inning.
I was going to say, that's a ton of pitches. And I imagine with the weather being what it is and early in the season, they're not going to have these guys go out and throw too many in there today.
Payoff pitch. Fouled high into the air over toward the dugout, carrying out of play. Good hustle by the Red Raiders.
That wind pushed that a ton.
Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Let's do it again. 3-2 count. One away. Runners at first and second. Honey Yeager on the hill for the Red Raiders. Landon Atchison, the catcher at the plate. Missed again, three straight walks and some great battles for Chi High hitting. And they have loaded them up. For Dane Krista, the sophomore right fielder.
Number 12, Dane Krista.
Krista, number 12, again listed as a utility player.
Number 19,
and right field.
Balsinger.
I think Colin Balsinger came in to run.
Yeah, he's coming in to run.
Place of the catcher, Atchison.
Nobody warming up, so.
So it's Honey Yeager's inning here.
This, yeah.
And the senior, you figure he's played a lot, been in plenty of situations, and need to work himself out of this one here early on in the season. Facing
kind of
Dane Krista.
Yeah, fun spot for Dane. First varsity at bat.
Yeah.
Bases loaded with a chance
strike
to do
one.
Something.
Again, just one away for Dane Krista. Mason Chittenden, Gavin Thompson, and Landon Atchison. Three straight walks for Cardinals hitting. Fouled back. So falling behind in the count, Krista will need to keep this battle going here against Honey Yeager, the senior hurler. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Bases loaded, one away, the 0-2. Upstairs, wide. Krista laying off that one.
I know sometimes you want to miss 0-2 when you're way ahead in the count, but you got to miss a little closer than that, especially when you're struggling with control.
One ball, two strikes. Honeyager, the pitch fouled off. Out of play. Shout out to the fans.
Yeah, I thought he got him there, but he took that out of the catcher's mitt to foul it off.
Loaded up for the Cards with a 1-2 count for Dane Christie, his first varsity at bat. Dribbles it foul along the third baseline. And we're still in the first inning here of the season opener for the Cards. Gannon Family Baseball Field here at Casper Park. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob. The pitch fouled off again. Good fight here by Dane Krista after falling behind 0-2.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep, making him throw pitches. And, again, he's played baseball for a long time. But your first varsity at bat, you get down 0-2, and he's fouled off three pitches, I think, and three quality pitches.
Again, the pitch count really rapidly rising here for Gage Honeyager. One ball, two strikes with the bases loaded, one out, bottom of the first. Cards trailing 1-0 in the dirt and low.
That's a tough pitch to take.
2-2 is the count.
33 pitches in the first inning. That is not ideal. Not ideal.
Oh, Krista will swat one right over short. That's going to bring in the first run of the season. Another one rounding and heading to home. 2-0 Chippewa Falls on the RBI single from Dane Krista. How about the patience of the youngster?
Yeah, that is a third baseman number seven, Matthew. And that was a fastball that was up in the zone. Those are not easy to get your hands around on, and he hit it right back up the middle just like he should.
So still just one away. Chittenden and Thompson came around to score. Balsinger is now at second. As Matthew Schultz, the junior, playing third, number seven, bats from the right. Takes ball one upstairs, and that gets away from the catcher, and so trotting into scoring position. And two in scoring position, I should say, as Balsinger at third and Krista now at second.
Now you put something in play, get it past the pitcher, and you're going to score another run.
Honeyager comes home with a pitch outside. Ball two against Matthew Schultz, the junior.
Yeah, they finally told somebody to warm up.
WOGO.
That's a ton of pitches.
Indeed. Honeyager with two in scoring position, runners at second and third. The lefty finds the mark for strike one against Matthew Schultz, the junior. Carter Berg on deck, the senior first baseman for the Cards, who lead 2-1 here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. 2-1 pitch, that one missed again. 3-1 hitters count for Matthew Schultz. Going to be licking his chops at this one. Chance for another two RBI knock. Consecutive hitters for the Cards. Honeyager, the 3-1. Oh, about to head up the first baseline with Schultz and then got called back by the strike call.
Can't you tap your helmet and they can look at that now?
I don't know. If we don't have shot clocks, I'm not sure when we'll get ABS. Another full count here in this half inning. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and Schultz goes down for the second out of the inning, but two still in scoring position for the Cards.
First baseman number 15, Carter Berg.
Carter Berg, the senior, in the seventh slot for Coach Mitch Steinmetz.
Yeah, to get one more across here, that would be nice.
Honeyager, the pitch, it is fouled straight back toward that metal roof of the concessions building for strike one. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. One of our great sponsors for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. 0-1 pitch inside, backing away from it a little bit. Carter Berg, as he takes ball one.
Two off-speed pitches to start. This is a good time to sit on a fastball.
2-1 lead for Chi High. Two away, runners at second and third. Sun coming out full force again.
Another curveball. Holy.
Curveball misses to make it a 2-1 count for Berg. Due up 7, 8, and 9. On the other side, we're still in the first here. Tapped foul. 2-2 the count. Chase Frederick, senior left fielder number 14, is on deck for the Cards. Carter Berg, the senior, 2 in scoring position. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss, dropped by the catcher. A little lob to first, and that will end the inning. But the Cards put two across as we head to the second. 1 minute break, and we're back. Our new score, Chippewa Falls 2, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 1. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Baseball.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Gannon Field. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you. We enter the second inning. Chi High now with a 2-1 advantage. And Jason, we talked about the Cards needing to be able to score some runs. You figured out over the course of this season, just season opener, but the pitching's pretty strong. But getting two runs and putting that many base runners aboard, and maybe most importantly, making the opposing hurler throw 45 pitches in an inning.
I went to quite a few Eau Claire Express games last summer, and you throw 35 in one inning at an Express game, and it's a league rule. You have to come out of the game. So I don't. They had a guy warming up, but I don't know. I would guess that their starter would go back in.
Brady Smith threw 24 pitches in the front half of the first.
Yeah, and he's been sitting on the bench for a long time.
Ball one here against Owen Richardson, junior first baseman, number 22. 2-1 lead for Chi High here in the second. Swing and a miss. Good pitch inside from Brady Smith.
Yeah, Brady's motion, it's just so repeatable. I mean, he's worked on it for so long that when he misses, he usually doesn't miss by a lot.
Fouled along the first base line and out of play. One ball, two strikes on Owen Richardson. He's got some good size there, the first baseman does. This will be the 28th pitch for Brady Smith. Comes home with it, finds the mark. Strikeout number 3 of the day for Brady Smith. It's a good way to start out the second inning.
Yeah, that is a great spot. Right on the outside corner, right at the knees.
Shortstop number 11, Cooper Sousa.
Cooper Sousa, the junior shortstop number 11, now facing Brady Smith for the first time. And 7, 8, and 9 here to start the top of the second for the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Drive right past third. And Sousa's aboard, swinging away at the first pitch.
Yeah, he jumped on that first pitch fastball and hit a line drive right through, right between short and third.
So a base runner aboard against Brady Smith. Three straight singles in the first inning against Smith, but just one run came across. Jack Potter, the junior second baseman, nine hitter, number 24. Now at the plate against Smith with that runner at first base. Taking a big lead. Again, going past third, grabbed by the shortstop. Long throw, and that's going to get away and all the way over to the fence. And this is going to be trouble for Chi High, second and third, with just one out.
Yeah, that's a really difficult throw to make. You got that. Is that Dix? Who's playing short?
I believe Ryan Dixon is over there at short.
That's what I thought. I thought that was Ryan. Yeah, that's a tough play. Here's
third baseman number 19, Jared Saligowski.
Throwing off balance, he probably should have just eaten that one and kept the runners at first and second.
Trying to back up Schultz. It would have been a really tough play for Schultz to get onto that one. So Sue sent Potter single, and that brings up the senior number 19, Segalowski. He struck out his first time up. Smith misses with pitch one. Second and third. One out here in the top of the second. Cards trying to stay on top with the 2-1 lead. Brady Smith, the senior. His pitch, line right to short, a throw to second in time, double play for the Cards. And that's a great way to end the top of the second. We'll take a one-minute break, and we will head to the bottom of the second with our score remaining 2-1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Baseball.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Uh-oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Well, a double play ends the front half of the second for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, and now Chi High with a 2-1 lead. Coming back to the plates. It looks like Honey Ager's going to stay out there.
Yep, they're putting him back out there.
And yeah, that's 45 pitches.
That's a big zero for Chippewa. It's always whenever your team scores as a pitcher, that's the one thing you want to do is keep the other team off the board. And they were certainly threatening the second, third, and one out.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Royal Credit Union.
Leading off the bottom of the second for your Cardinals, left fielder number 14, Chase Frederick.
Chase Frederick, the senior. Number 14, the left fielder. Batting from the left with Ryan Dixon, the junior pitcher. We're playing shortstop here in the nine spot, due up. Honeyager's opening salvo is high, ball one.
Chase had a really good wrestling career for Chi High. I know he did. He reached 100 wins this year for his career.
Not
many people do that, yeah.
Next one low and inside. What do you think the conversation is like in the dugout after seeing some of those pitches get away from Honeyager a little bit? What are they telling the hitters?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be selective. And the weird thing is you got to look for that off-speed pitch to hit because he's throwing that for strikes more than he is his fastball. So, yeah, certainly don't chase. Make sure he's throwing strikes. Be patient.
Caleb Spence and Jason Bob with you here at Gannon Field. Another strike, kind of out of the knees there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
against Chase Frederick.
Yeah, he's got to find. He has to find that location for the fastball. That makes his off-speed stuff more effective.
Two balls, two strikes. Opening hitter this second. That one got away from Honeyager. Another full count, and I should have been marking this down. I believe it may be the fifth full count we've had already. There were at least four in the first inning.
Yeah, there's been
high hitters. 51st pitch. Take your base. A six-pitch walk for Chase Frederick. Patient at bat for the senior.
Yeah, and I think that's the,
shortstop, number
the
11,
opposite
Ryan
of what I talked
Dixon.
About before. If you're around the zone, you probably start getting some of those pitches that are borderline, but when you're not and you're walking a ton, you're not going to get that 50-50 pitch very often.
So Dixon, the nine slot in the order. Brady Smith will be due up. Batting from the right, Ryan Dixon, the junior, with a runner at first, takes ball one.
So knowing Coach Simons and playing with him and being around Chi-High baseball, he loves to bunt in this situation. The hard part is you got a lefty who's throwing hard. It's tough to get a bunt down.
One ball, no strikes with a runner at first, and strike one of this at bat against Ryan Dixon. Honeyager, the lefty. About nose high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Chase Frederick at first after working the leadoff walk. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. More in a moment. Lofted into left field. That's going to be playable and no tag up for the runner. Getting under that one a little bit, Ryan Dixon for the first out of the inning.
Pitcher number five,
Brady. Yeah, I thought that one was going
Smith.
Further than it did. That didn't carry. Uh-oh.
So line out to left.
That's not good.
Dixon being helped.
Looks like his shoulder or elbow. Kind of mobilizing it as he's walking back to the dugout.
Hmm. So we will hope that is nothing serious or long-term for Ryan Dixon, but certainly some concern as he heads back to the dugout. Brady Smith is now up for the Cards with one away and a runner at first. Christ Orthodontics, as we mentioned, welcoming Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristOrthodontics.com. That's ChristOrthodontics.com. It's been a familiar refrain, the first pitch missing.
Ball one, yeah, I know. Got to get strike one.
It's the first strike on an outside pitch against Brady Smith. His first time up. Ground out to second. 2-1 lead for Chi-High. Bottom of the second. Chopper right back to the pitcher. Throw to second. Gets away. Looking for the double play. And they are safe at first and second. Honeyager thought he had actually a fairly routine double play there.
You could see when he got the ball, he had no idea whether to throw it to the shortstop or the second baseman, and they've probably worked on that quite a few times so far in the preseason, but before every batter, when you have a runner on first as a pitcher, you should talk to the middle infielders and just know who you're going to throw the ball to. And he didn't know, and he just threw it in between.
In a run for the Cards, number 13, Enzo Isham.
Enzo Isham in to run for Chi-High. Yeah, it looked like it's setting up probably a 1-6-3 double play. And
yeah, that should have been tailor-made. Yeah, that should have been an easy one.
So Isham at first for Chi-High. Frederick is now at second. Ball one once again. Chittenden worked a walk. One of three straight walks that helped the Cards score two runs in their half of the first. Another ball issued by Honeyager as he is up to 60 pitches. I'm looking for the second out of the inning still.
I don't think you can stay with him much longer.
Runners at first and second. Honeyager, the lefty, comes home with a pitch, finds the mark that time. Appreciate all the sponsors you hear and see during our WOGO Sports broadcast, making it possible for us to follow our Chi-High McDonald teams at home and away. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That one up high.
Yep, those are the ones you don't want to chase. He's been missing there all day. They look really good, but those are tough pitches to hit, tough even to foul off.
Chittenden, the sophomore, and worked a walk his first time up. Now has a runner in scoring position, plus a base runner at first as well. But a 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, dropped third strike. But that'll be the third strikeout of the game for Honeyager. Second out of the inning for Chi-High.
Second baseman number four, Gavin Thompson.
Brings up Gavin Thompson, who walked and scored a run. Honeyager trying to get out of this inning with him.
Gavin was over 400 last year. Let's see if he can knock one through.
First and second with two outs. Big cut of the first pitch for Gavin Thompson, the senior.
That was a good pitch. That had some velocity on it.
And for Honeyager, clearly you can see the ability is there too, just not quite finding some of the spots today. Calling time will be Gavin Thompson. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Two away for the Cards. Inside and high, ball one against Gavin Thompson. Atchison, the senior. It's one of those trio of consecutive walks for Chi-High is on deck for the Cards and Coach Mitch Steinmetz. Rapids hoping to end the inning here. Fouled back and out of play. Thompson down the count, 1-2. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Sam Aberle, our audio producer here this afternoon and evening. Carter Jagger on top of the dugout. A swing and a miss. Four strike out of the game for Honeyager, and he gets out of the inning. We head to the third, back in 60 seconds. Our score remains Chippewa Falls 2, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is WOGO.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They've stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Cardinals Baseball on WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Now playing shortstop for the Cards, number 8, Grant.
Remember, throughout the season, our conversations with Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz will be brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. Brady Smith still in the bump for the Cards, holding on to that 2-1 lead.
Looks like Dixon did leave the game with whatever injury he had on that swing, that fly out to left field. So Brant Olson,
leading off the third in for short. The Red Raiders. The pitcher,
certainly
number
12, hope it's nothing serious or long-term for the talented Ryan Dixon.
Yeah, Ryan was. I talked to people associated with the team, and they were really excited about him this year. Hopefully, it's a minor thing, and he's back soon.
Smith finds the mark on strike one, facing his counterpart Gage Honeyager. Honeyager with four strikeouts through the first two innings for the Red Raiders. Sends one chopped along the first baseline and foul. Vollert up next, the senior. He singled his first time up. Honeyager singled and scored the only run for the Red Raiders.
Yeah, he swings the bat. Looks like he swings the bat well.
Brady Smith
off the plate here.
Pitch, swing and a miss. Speaking of strikeouts, that's the fourth for Brady Smith. A good pitch there.
Right fielder,
yeah, that's the perfect
Matthew
location
Ballard.
When you want to miss off the plate and you want to keep it close enough to get him to swing but not throw a strike. That was a perfect spot.
So one out here in the third. Brings up Vollert. As we mentioned, he singled his last time up, the senior. Called strike one. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Brady Smith, the 0-1 pitch in the season opener, and that one is lined on the ground into shallow right center field. And two for two, Vollert.
Yeah. I know Brady's given up, four hits now, I think, but there really hasn't been. I think one ball was hit relatively hard, but he's not given up a lot of hard contact, which means he's hitting his spots.
Left fielder number two, Francis Cronkite.
Francis Cronkite, the senior, he drove in Honeyager for that only run of the game so far for the Raiders. Part of three straight singles in that first inning. He will chop one towards short, and it gets away from the second baseman, throw to first in time. And that'll be the second out of the inning. So the leadoff runner advances to second, but the Cards will probably trade that one for an out. As Cronkite will reach on the fielder's choice.
Catcher
number five, Caden Shalinski.
You get an out there, but as the season progresses, you kind of expect that to be an inning-ending double play. Once you get into conference play, you don't want to give other teams outs.
Caden Shalinski, the catcher. Line drive, left field, over the shoulder catch. It's dropped out there. And a run is going to come around to score, but tagged out at second. Tagged out at second. A good throw there from left field. And that will end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Baseball.
No one left on base. We go to the home.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
New ball game here in the bottom of the third. Chippewa Falls and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. We are tied at two apiece. After Vollert singles and later scores for the Red Raiders.
I'm assuming that ball hit the left field. It's probably a run. The left fielder, Frederick. And who was
was it Weiland that hit the ball? I was just kind of laughing to myself because he was gets thrown out at second base, and you could tell the third base coach followed him all the way into the dugout saying, how did you get thrown out at second? The ball's right in front of you. You can see that. You shouldn't have gone. And then he gets to the dugout, and the first base coach is yelling at him and saying the same thing. So he got it with both barrels.
That was early season miscues. Things you learn in non-conference play.
Yeah, that's why you play these games.
But a run still comes across for the Red Raiders.
Leading off the bottom of the third for the Cards, catcher number one, Landon Atchison.
So Landon Atchison now at the plate. He reached on a walk, one of three straight walks in the bottom of the first for the Cards. Honeyager finds the mark. We'll see. It's interesting to see how he settles in, as we thought maybe he may get pulled just with pitch count and everything after the first, but he does have four strikeouts to his credit. A couple consecutive strikeouts as that fastball way too high and gets all the way to the backstop.
Yeah, I know Chippewa is, they're usually, I don't know about this year, but usually Rabbits and Chippewa are in the same sectional and you want to win those games, but if he's your number one, winning's important. I don't know if it's important enough to keep him out there for 80 pitches on a day like today, especially when you throw almost 50 in an inning.
Yeah, he's at 70 already here. Facing Atchison for the second time. Fouled up and out of play along the first baseline, Landon Atchison.
Yeah, and they've had movement, or they've had a guy thrown in the bullpen the last two innings, but there is zero urgency to that guy warming up. He's just kind of playing catch almost, so seems like he's going to go another couple innings.
Honeyager misses outside, makes the count 2-2. Season opener for the Cards. Ball game tied at 2 apiece. Atchison holds, and the count is worked full once again. We've said that a lot.
Weird, yeah.
A lot of full counts has led to the very high pitch count. Payoff pitch upcoming here, swing and a miss for Landon Atchison. That's the first out of the inning, and five strikeouts for Honeyager.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's just every pitcher,
right fielder, number 12,
pitcher has those days where you just can't locate the way you want to locate. You just got to battle through, and with all the walks and trouble he's had, giving up only two runs, and
certainly mentally tough kid.
Yeah, for sure.
Hit foul.
Yeah, you can see he has some talent, and I'm sure he'll have better days location-wise. And then, the best thing I've seen about him is throwing that off-speed pitch for a strike. He's been fairly consistent with that.
0-1 count here on Dane Krista. Sophomore takes a called strike. Down the count, 0-2. Now, we saw this his first time up, and then he battled back and got a 2-RBI single.
Yeah, maybe he likes being down 0-2. I don't know.
Jaeger, though, certainly settling in a little bit, even with those struggles with location. It's fouled off along the first baseline into the fence. Dane Krista.
Same thing he did last time. Fouling pitches off at the very last moment.
Reminder again, follow WOGO Sports on YouTube so you never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald Spring Sports broadcasts. Ball one of this at bat. The pitch popped high but shallow just into the grass and ranging over from short to make the grab for second out of the inning. Krista is retired.
Third baseman number seven.
Yeah,
Matthew
I thought that
Schultz
might get over the shortstop's head, and it didn't even make it out of the infield.
That was Souza, I should have mentioned. Making the grab, Matthew Schultz up for the second time.
Matt struck out his first time up.
Base is clear and two away in a 2-2 ball game. First pitch gets away. Carter Berg is on deck. Schultz is one of those five strikeout victims for Honeyager, looking for a better result this time around. But Honeyager quickly finds the mark on pitch two, 1-1. Season opener for Chi High, 2-2 here in the bottom of the third at Gannon Field, Casper Park. Ball two. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of turning dreams to reality. StelterIncorporated.com. At StelterIncorporated.com. Big cut, swing and a miss for Matthew Schultz.
Yeah, really good location on that pitch right at the knees.
Two balls, two strikes, two away.
Clean inning.
Honeyager, another strikeout. And we head to the fourth back in 1 minute. Our score remains Chippewa Falls 1, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Rather, Chippewa Falls 2, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 2. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Chippewa Falls baseball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you in the booth. Sam Aberley, our audio producer in the WOGO studios, and Hallie Carter Jaker out there in the cold on top of the dugout giving you the action shots. Our video producer on site. And Jason, despite the fact that Chi High was able to get to Honeyager early, he's kind of settled in, strikeouts, and we're seeing his talent. And now, again, we talked about runs being hard to come by. You're glad he picked up two right away, but you certainly need to settle in defensively on the other side for Chi High and maybe a few less base runners than you've allowed in the first couple innings.
Yeah, you can tell that Honeyager has kind of settled in, and he's throwing his fastball for strikes more often, and that's made especially last inning, that made a huge difference.
J.D. Weiland struck out his first time up. Takes ball one from Brady Smith here in the fourth. Smith has kept the pitch count fairly low. Check swing called, strike one.
Yeah, it's not too bad. 40 pitches through three, that's... If you can keep it under 15 an inning, you're doing your job.
1-1 count. Leadoff hitter here for the Red Raiders. Outside. Atchison behind the plate, the other end of that battery. For the Cards, and their season opener here at Gannon. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut there by Weiland, the DH.
Yeah, Brady's been really effective when he can keep it away from him, keep it on the outer half. He's gotten a lot of swings and misses with that.
2-2 pitch. Atchison looking to frame it. Called a little inside. Count worked full, 3-2. Four strikeouts so far for Brady Smith. The senior kicks and delivers in the dirt. That's the first walk, I believe, that Brady's issued all day.
Which is, I will say, it's kind of a little bit surprising considering the weather and the wind.
Owen Richardson.
I'll give him a break there. Now he just needs a ground ball.
Richardson, the junior first baseman, struck out his first time up, which was back in the second. 2-2 ball game here. We're in the top of the fourth on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Runner at first. None away. Looking maybe for a bunt there was Richardson. Fouls it off along the first base line.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea to get a ball down and make him field it. Sousa, I believe, is on deck, and he had a nice single last time.
One count, squaring to bunt again and not able to get the bat on it. 1-1 as that missed low.
Doesn't look super comfortable bunting.
Yeah, again, Richardson, big body. Looks like, again, he'd maybe prefer to just have a swing away call and try and drive one.
It's more like a lumberjack than a bunter.
That time he is allowed to swing away, and he pops one right over the top of the base at second into shallow center, safe at first and second. For Owen Richardson, advances the runner. And now one in scoring position for the Red Raiders in this 2-2 ball game.
The coach saw his bunting technique and said, you better just swing.
Especially early on in the season, probably do what you're comfortable with. Cooper Sousa, as you mentioned, had a nice piece of hitting his first time up. At a single. Waiter out on the base paths. They're at first
pitch
second.
Swinging. Yeah, first pitch swinging last time. We'll see if he does it again.
Sousa's a junior, the shortstop. Check swing takes a strike from Brady Smith. So a spot here for Brady Smith. Runners at first and second. Again, they've had some base runners at the Red Raiders.
A couple base running errors have helped the Cardinals.
Double play certainly helped get out of that second inning. 2-2 game. None out here, though, in the fourth. Another check swing and a called strike.
Two off-speed pitches in a row to get ahead 0-2.
Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Call the pros. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Oh, that's
popped
down.
Out into shallow right center field. That's down for a base hit and a stumble out there. They're going to hold the runners at first, second, and third. Loaded up for the Raiders as Sousa 2-for-2 on the day.
Yeah, that was another line drive. Yeah, he's 2-for-2. Had a line drive to left field. Now a line drive to right center.
And we'll have a conference in the infield for the Cards. Critical juncture here in the fourth.
I don't see... Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I don't see anybody warming up, but they must already be warm.
So Brady Smith will exit.
Looks like Evan Weiler's coming in.
Evan did a fantastic job as he quarterbacked that Chi High team to within a whisker of knocking off the number one seed Wanakee. You can still view that game on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. So Weiler, the senior, comes in after Brady Smith exits with four strikeouts versus just one walk. About a couple runs. It'll be a spot here for Weiler as he'll warm up.
Yeah, Evan had a nice year last year. He threw 27 innings at about a 3.1 ERA, 30-plus strikeouts.
Now pitching for the Cardinals, number 9, Evan Weiler.
Weiler, the lefty.
Lefty, yeah. Pretty good velocity, really good curveball. I remember my son Easton was playing. I think Evan was a sophomore. They were playing Marshfield on a miserable day, and they brought Evan in. Maybe it was a year later. I can't remember anymore. But his first varsity outing, I think he struck out 9 guys in a row.
Wow.
And I'm like, holy cow, this kid's going to be something special.
So Weiler continues to loosen up here. He will take over in a bases loaded fourth. With no one out. A reminder that throughout the season, Chi High and McDonald Baseball and Softball. Our Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. The infield will scatter back to their respective positions. Jack Potter, the junior. The second baseman, number 24, will come to the plate for the Red Raiders. He singled his first time up. One in the first, none in the second, one in the third for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln.
Up for the Red Raiders, second baseman, number 24, Jack Potter.
2-2 game. As Potter comes and digs in from the right side. Good to have you with us here in their season opener for Chippewa Falls baseball. Some drama already building here in the fourth at Gannon.
Yeah, tough situation to come into for your first. Oh, get in.
Popped up, shallow center field, and making the grab. Throw comes to the plate. Tag. Oh. Not in time. 3-2 on the sack fly. First out of the inning.
Yeah, that was a pretty good throw by Mason. It was just on the wrong side of home plate. Ended up on the first base side. Landon had to bring his glove back to the third base side, and he just snuck in.
So Seligowski will come back to the plate looking for his first hit. He struck out in the first and hit into a double play back in the second. But he's got an opportunity here with his team up 3-2, one in scoring position, and just one out. Facing Evan Weiler, the lefty. Swing and a miss on the first offering from Weiler.
It's those little things early in the season, but you got runners on, well, bases loaded. You hit a sack fly, and the runners on first and second stayed. When you see a ball that's thrown that high in the air, they should have been on second and third.
I had two in scoring position rather than one as Weiler comes home inside. Runners dancing off the bags a little bit, but Atchison covers it quickly. One ball, one strike here in the fourth. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln has regained the lead. Neither team is led by more than one so far in this contest. First and second, one away for Potter. Excuse me, Seligowski. Atchison will have to, as you mentioned, blocks that one, has to come out in front of the plate.
Yeah, Weiler has a really sharp, sharp breaking curveball, and sometimes he can bury it and it'll go who knows where, and Landon did a really nice job of bodying that one up.
Talk about the talent in the pitching rotation for Chi High, but Atchison to be able to catch everybody with their different styles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do. It's
2-1, swing and a miss.
I've always said if you can be strong up the middle, and obviously that starts with pitching and catching, but strong in the middle infield and strong in center field, you got a pretty good team. And, yeah, they have some nice arms, I think. Brady's going to play in college at Augsburg. Evan's going to play at Bryant-Stratton College. Landon's playing in college.
Seligowski, a slow roller along the third baseline. Bobbled throw to first in time.
Nice play.
Runners at second and third. But nicely done there over at third base by Matthew Schultz, the junior.
Yeah, that
didn't panic when he bobbled.
That could have turned into a bad, ugly situation, but he bobbled it and, stayed calm and made a nice throw to first base.
So Honeyager, the senior, trying to help his cause here with two in scoring position, but now two away. Weiler opening salvo. Missed it outside, ball one. Honey Egger's thrown, what is he up to? 84 pitches, I believe.
84, yeah.
That's six strikeouts. Allowed just two runs so far. Taps it foul to even the count at 1-1. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies, Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Two away, one in. 3-2 ball game. Chi High hoping to strand two here. Pitch. Atchison looking to frame it.
Just missed.
Two balls, one strike.
Yeah, and Ballard on deck. He's 2-for-2.
Yeah, you'd love to.
Yeah, you want to go get
face him with no one on the bases.
Yeah, exactly.
In the next inning. Weiler, the lefty senior, the kick and the pitch. That time he found the bullseye right down Bridge Street for strike two. 2-2 against Honeyager.
Yeah, if he can throw that again, that was his slider, curveball, whatever it was, but right on the outside corner, right at the knees.
One big pitch is what you need here from Evan Weiler.
Looks like he's going out there again.
The 2-2. It is popped up. Weiler says, thank you very much. He will glove it. That'll end the inning. One across for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, but two stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute. Our new score, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3, Chippewa Falls 2. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
We begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Chi High at the plate, down one run. And it's been kind of familiar, Jason, with base runners aboard for Wisconsin Rapids, but Cardinal defense has made the plays.
Yeah, yeah. Brady and Evan, especially last inning, have done a really nice job of the pitching out of trouble.
Number 15,
and again, a couple base-running miscues by Rapids. But, yeah, defensively, Chippewa's made the plays when they had to, and the pitchers have made the pitches.
So Carter Berg, who struck out back in the first, the senior, his second at bat, facing Honeyager, who misses ball one. That was his 85th pitch. Finds the mark. Again, first pitch is missed more often than not for Honeyager, but he has fought back time after time.
That's why you look at, when you go online and look at pitcher stats, one of the stats that they always show is first pitch strikes. Like, it is so important as a pitcher to get strike one.
Two balls, one strike here against Berg. Swing and a miss from Berg as we are even at 2-2. Due up 7, 8, and 9. Berg, Frederick, and Dixon had left with an injury, so swing and a miss. Seventh strikeout for Honeyager in the Madison Area Technical College commit.
Left fielder number 14, Chase Frederick.
So Chase Frederick with one away. We'll stride to the plate here.
Walk this first time up.
Low and outside. Ball one. One oh count. Inside, ball two. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Three pitches, three balls for Honeyager in this AB against Chase Frederick. As you mentioned, he worked a walk, and he's in good position here with a 3-0 count.
Don't swing.
You got to make Honeyager prove he can get one across in this at bat, and he misses. Four-pitch walk. Well done once again by Chase Frederick. He's reached base.
Shortstop, number eight.
Each of his first two at-bats.
Olson.
Brandt filling in for Ryan Dixon.
Olson is a sophomore.
Makes me really old, but I played baseball with Brandt's dad.
It's one of those
really good baseball player. Yeah.
Five balls in a row for Honeyager as his pitch count getting close to triple digits here. 94. Blowing in the dirt. So Olson, the sophomore, is a lefty, if I didn't mention. Where's number eight? Runner at first. Chi High down 3-2. There's a strike after six balls in a row. And Olson again being smart to just
take
the pitch until...
Yeah, I would think this has to be his last batter.
Missing outside. 3-1 hitters count here for Brandt Olson. But again, do you take at 3-1?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably letting Brandt swing.
Got a runner at first with one away. Takes a tough pitch inside. Full count and battling back once again, Honeyager.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
He's at 98 pitches. Yes, 3-2, the payoff pitch. Oof. Fouled off. So a little check.
Yeah, I don't know what that
Dixon.
Was. I don't know if that was
excuse me, from Olson.
I don't know if that would have been a strike or a ball. I don't know, but didn't look real committed to swinging at it.
3-2 again.
Good at bat.
Missed outside. That is pitch number 100. And runners at first and second. Yeah. And I believe Honeyager now has to leave. And so while a new pitcher warms up, we'll take an opportunity to take a quick one-minute break here on WOGO Sports. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Baseball on WOGO. Good to have you with us.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
So two base runners aboard here in the fourth. One out for Chi High. New pitcher is number 23, Felix Apps. He's a junior.
Now pitching for the Red Raiders, number 23, Felix Apps.
He's a right-hander.
Yep, 100
pitches for Honeyager.
Yeah. Yep. Looks right-handed pitcher, fastball, curveball, it looks like. I wouldn't say he had the velocity of Honeyager, but curveball looks pretty good.
Honeyager ends his day with 7 strikeouts, allowed 2 runs. Apps will inherit 2 base runners, as we mentioned, first and second. Frederick and Olson, who each worked a walk. Berg struck out to start the inning. So bring up the one hitter, Brady Smith, started off pitching. He struck out 5 before Weiler came in to relieve him in the last inning. Bases loaded, jam for Weiler to come into, and only one came across.
Yeah, if you can get out of a bases loaded jam,
not batting,
or bases loaded, nobody out, and just give up one, you're happy with that.
Opening pitch for Apps. This is inside, ball one. Frederick is now at second. Olson at first for Brady Smith. Apps the pitcher, fouled up high and out of play behind the backstop.
Brady wants that one back. That was belt high, looked like right down the middle, and just missed it.
Wanted to send that one rocketing the other way. Good to have you with us on the radio or on the live video stream, YouTube and Facebook, WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you. Inside ball two. Carter Jagger atop the dugout, our video producer. Here this afternoon and evening, Mr. Sam Averly back at the WOGO Studios in Halley is our audio producer. The 2-1.
There it
that
is.
That one is lined into right field. Brady Smith, his first hit of the season. A run coming to the plate. Slides in. Smith is going to end up head first into second. We are tied at three. Brady Smith, the RBI double.
How many times I've watched Brady since he was about 9 years old, and how many doubles or home runs I've seen him hit to right field. It's just his natural location when he swings. He drives the ball the other way so well.
So Smith, the senior, his first hit of the season. It's a big one to tie the game at three and brings up Mason Chittenden with two in scoring position and still just one out. Strike one, first pitch strike there issued by Apps.
And Chippewa did exactly what I said Rapids didn't do on that throw home. They advanced. Brady went to second, and runner went to third, and now you got two in scoring position.
In this tie ball game. Chopper right up the middle, gloved at short, throw to first in time, but the Cards will gladly sacrifice an out for a go-ahead run. It's 4-3, Chippewa Falls, and Chittenden gets the RBI.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly what you need to do. Runner on third, less than two outs, infield is back.
Second baseman number four, Gavin Thompson.
Up the middle, that's a run.
So Gavin Thompson, the lefty, comes up with a runner at third. That's Brady Smith. It's Frederick and Dixon and Olson have each scored runs. Looked a little low, but a strike called. Good location for Apps.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. You can tell that Chip was way more comfortable against Apps versus Honey Yeager. Just the velocity being a little bit less makes a big difference.
Thompson watches the second one go by, ball one. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you. It's a beautiful day. It's chilly out there. It's pretty comfortable up here. I'll just say sorry, Carter, who's outside, but it is pretty comfortable up
Better
here.
Better him than me.
Fouled high up into the air along the third base line and out of play.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was a little surprised when Mark texted me this morning and said they were going to play.
We appreciate you jumping in on short notice, and I know I'm filling in for Halvo here and planning to do some McDonald baseball today. That game didn't happen with Blair Taylor calling it off because of wind chill, but we're hardy folk up here in Chippewa, and we still play.
Apparently.
1-2 count as Thompson calls time. Thompson on the day walked back in the first, scored a run, then struck out in the second. He's up here in the fourth with Chi-Hi taking a 4-3 lead. Card scored two in the first, none in the second and third, but two across so far here in the fourth. Looking to do some more damage.
Nice frame job.
Yes, again, well done by the catcher. We're even at 2-2. Thompson with a runner at third, two away here in the fourth. He will send one short out into right field. It's tough for right fielders, but gloved there to end the inning. But the Cards
get two across and retake the lead. Our new score, Chippewa Falls 4, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3, as we head to the fifth. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Chi High Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bob, Matthew Vollert coming to the plate. And as we mentioned, it's certainly a good spot having a 2-for-2 hitter coming up with no one on. So Vollert has a pair of singles in the first and in the third.
We're leading off the top in the fifth. Right fielder number 17, Matthew Vollert.
So Vollert at the plate. And he'll foul one straight back.
In defensively for the Cubs, at third base, number 24, Connor Kalinske. And in left field, number 17, Eli Burmeister.
So Connor Kalinske, the senior, has come in at third. Eli Burmeister in left. Upstairs for Weiler. Ball one.
Yeah, it's nice to see Coach Simons get a few different guys into the game, especially early on. I know last week this was supposed to be a doubleheader, and you have the luxury of 14 innings. Playing only 7, it makes it a little harder to see everybody.
Weiler misses for ball two. Again, just non-conference here. But as you mentioned, in the same sectional, this is one you'd love to get. Chi High leading 4-3 here in the top of the fifth. Weiler kicks and pitches, delivers low and in the dirt. Ball three. Vollert's 2-for-2.
Yeah, he's had a really nice day at the plate so far.
Three-one hitters count here for Vollert, the senior right fielder. He'll chop one back to Weiler, but it gets past Weiler's glove. The throw to first in nice time. Play. Again, a nice recovery on a little bit of a bobble at short, but a good, strong throw. And Vollert retired for the first time today.
Yeah, Brandt did a nice job. I think just coming into the game, I think that's probably the first opportunity he's had today. And he bobbled it a little bit, but that was a play he had to come in pretty hard.
And left
barely
fielder,
got by Weiler, and Brandt did a nice job.
Francis Cronkite comes up. Vollert now 2-for-3 on the day.
Get in.
Shallow center field, diving,
nice
trying
play.
To make the play, and a beautiful catch out there for the Cards.
Yeah, great play by Mason Chittenden. Yeah.
That's the second out of the inning. First pitch swing for Cronkite, and
catcher number 5.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I don't know a lot about Mason. But I did. The few people I talked to said he was a really good defensive outfielder, and you could see it right there.
Yeah, when it's kind of dumped into shallow center like that,
yeah.
Sun out, not an easy play to make at all. And Chittenden, well done. So two early outs here for Weiler.
Nice pitch.
Pitch two to even it up at 1-1. He's facing Caden Schlinski, the junior catcher, number 5. Schlinski the other day popped out, walked.
Well, I think I was on some social media yesterday trying to find a little bit of info on Rapids. And
Jack Swing called strike.
He was considered one of the, I don't know, who knows what website it was, but top 10 catchers in this part of the state.
Bats from the right. The junior with a 1-2 count. Weiler delivered. Jack Swing came in low. 2-2. 2 away with none on here in the fifth. Cards looking for just their second scoreless inning defensively. Swing and a miss and a big punch out for Evan Weiler. And they go down 1-2-3 in sequence here in the top of the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth with our score remaining. Chippewa Falls 4, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Baseball.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to Chi High Baseball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson along with Jason Bob as we head to the bottom of the fifth, and defensively that was a big inning there for the Cards.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice to get a quick inning, especially when you've just taken the lead.
And when you're feeling maybe a little bit more comfortable against the relief pitching that's come in for the Red Raiders.
Yeah, this is, you got 4, 5, 6 coming up. Hopefully you can put a crooked number up and create a little separation.
It's Atchison, Krista, then Schultz for the Cards. Leading off, Landon Atchison, the senior catcher, number 1. He got a walk back in the first. Struck out in the third. Honey Egger, the senior starter for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, with a distance of 100 pitches, struck out 7. Had a couple runs, but the Cards got 2 across in the last half inning. Apps misses low. Cards have had first pitch balls a lot here in this contest, their home opener.
Yeah, these are the counts as a hitter. You want to take advantage of that.
Ball 2. Good hold there by Atchison.
Yeah, I think that was kind of a 50-50. That could have been a ball or a strike.
Swing and a miss. Landing a big cut at that one.
Yeah, early in the season, you want to try and get yourself going. He's 0-2 right now, or I guess 0-1 with a walk.
Takes a ball high. That one looked about neck high, but
yeah.
I said,
oh well, we'll give him,
two.
Give him a break.
Well, same high pitch. There to work the count full.
No, just kidding. Wasn't quite
Wasn't quite. Yeah. Write him up.
Three balls, two strikes. For Landon Atchison, the senior catcher. Haps comes home with a pitch. Take your base. Good patient AB there for Atchison. And the Cards have a base runner aboard. 4-3 they lead. Again, 4-5-6 to start off this inning. Krista comes up next. He's singled. His first time up, then popped out back in the third.
Good run for the Cards. Number 19, Colin Balsinger.
Balsinger comes in, run for Atchison.
Right fielder, number 12, Dane Krista.
I think we've seen a stolen base attempt yet.
Not yet.
Cold days, these are the best days to run on.
So Balsinger at first, taking a big lead.
Ooh, nice bunt.
Bouncer right in front of the plate. The throw to first in time, but it moves the runner along, and Krista doing his job.
Yeah, that's what you want to see out of a sophomore in his first varsity game. You ask him to bunt, and he gets perfect bunt down the third baseline.
So now one in scoring position. That's Balsinger at second for Matthew Schultz, the junior. He struck out a couple of times in the first and the third.
I think this is actually Connor.
Oh, Connor Kalinske.
Connor Kalinske, yeah.
The senior Connor coming in.
Hard to miss him with
one.
His hair.
Yeah, I know. Connor just no quit.
No.
All effort. A fantastic player to have on your team.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to watch him play basketball season long. Nobody works harder. Nobody spent more time on the floor than Connor Kalinske.
Yes.
That guy was, he works hard.
Every 50-50 ball didn't feel like a 50-50 if Connor was around it. One ball, one strike on the Chi High senior with a runner in scoring position. He'll send a chopper, and it gets through the second baseman's arms. And hustling it out, sliding into the plate. It's a double for Connor Kalinske in an RBI as Balsinger slides underneath the tag. 5-3 the Cards.
Yeah, you put the ball in play. He certainly didn't hit it very hard. It took kind of a weird hop on the second baseman, ended up between his legs, and Colin hustling home. That was closer at home than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, pretty good throw coming in there.
It was a really good throw. And again, Connor taking second base on the throw. It's just when you have players that just use their instincts to take extra bases, that makes a big difference as the season goes on.
So Carter Berg here in this seven slot struck out in the first and in the fourth. He also has an opportunity here with a runner in scoring position. Takes ball one high.
Yeah, Carter's a big kid, got a lot of power. This is a type of pitcher I think he can put something in the gap and get that next run in.
Still just one out here. Kalinske aboard at second. One hop to the catcher. Kalinske thinking about moving ahead to third. 2-0 the counts. Season opener for Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us wherever you might be watching or listening from. Check out WOGO.com to see a very full schedule for this week and the weeks to come. Lady Cardinal softball coaches Faraday and Sikora leading their squad over to Hudson tomorrow. Halva will be on that call with Lucas Reisinger. 2-0 pitch, holding off, taking a strike. Carter Berg, Chase Frederick. His slot due up next, but actually I believe in for Chase
Burmeister.
It's Burmeister, Eli Burmeister. Another sophomore.
Oh.
High into the air. Shallow right field. And no one found the ball. No. And that's going to send Kalinske to third. And Carter Berg, you reach any way you can.
Yeah, looks like a line drive in the book. Yeah, I was watching the right fielder, and he was running in, and he had his eyes up, and then he looked down.
Eli Burmeister.
And as soon as you see somebody look down, you know they have no idea where the ball is.
And it just dropped again between second baseman, center fielder, right fielder.
As much as I love this field, playing first base or right field at this time of day, it is awful.
So first and third now for the Cards. Strike called.
Yeah, that was a little low.
Felix Apps, the junior, who came in relief of Honeyacre, the senior. One away, runners at the corners for the Cards, leading 5-3. Chopper towards short, flipped to second for one, relay to first, the scoop.
Run scores.
Not in time, and the run comes in for the Cards to make it 6-3. So Connor Kalinske comes around to score. Two away and a runner at first.
Olson.
And Olson now at the plate.
And Carter's saying that the second or shortstop on that flip never touched the base. I was thinking the same thing, but I think it's the kind of the neighborhood play. As long as you're in the neighborhood of second base, they're going to call you out. But I really don't. I don't think he touched second base on that double play.
Should have had a close-up over there on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel so we can have an instant replay. And then we need one of those big Datronics scoreboards here, too, so we can just throw it right up on that.
Yep, have all the fans yell at the umpires.
0-1 count. Pitch 2 misses. This is Brant Olson, who walked and scored a run his first time up. Strike call. One ball, two strikes, the count on Brant Olson with a runner at first. Cards now lead 6-3. Lone in the dirt. Snap throw to first. Ooh, diving back.
Got him.
And got him on a pickoff throw from first. Well done by Rapids. So we head
to the sixth.
Our new score. Chi High puts two across once again. It is 6-3 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Chi High Baseball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bob with you at Gannon Field, Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Carter Jagger, our video producer on site, audio producer at Wogo Home Base in Halley, is Sam Aberle. Two across. You mentioned putting a crooked number up there in the fifth, and the Cardinals getting the job done.
Yeah, yep, they did a really nice job there of putting the ball in play and making Rapids make plays.
Well, starting off in the leadoff spot, 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Red Raiders, and J.D. Weiland,
leading
the junior,
the
lefty, struck out in the first, walked in the fourth. Mason Weiler for the second time here. Evan Weiler, the seniors, come in relief of Brady Smith and pitched well.
Yeah, he's done a nice job.
Strike one, first pitch strike.
Yep, a lot of strike ones. Has he walked anybody yet? I don't think so. No, he's done a nice job staying in the zone and had some quick innings.
Fouled back. For strike two, and actually I'll correct myself. I believe this is the first time that Weiland and Weiler have faced each other. Because I believe when Weiland walked, that was the only walk of the game issued by Chi High Pitching. Just one for Brady Smith. Four strikeouts versus one walk. The 0-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss. Send him down on strikes. Evan Weiler, his second punch out.
Yeah, that was nasty. Weiland wasn't even close to that one. Again, the location on it was perfect. Right off the plate, outside corner, at the knees. Great spot.
6-3 ball game here. We are in the top of the sixth. Chi High, their season opener against Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Evan Weiler, the senior, the lefty, comes home with a pitch, and again, quickly ahead of the count. First pitch strike against Owen Richardson. With one away here. Richardson's day struck out and singled in the second and fourth innings, respectively. He'll chop one right back to Weiler. Weiler gloves, throws it left-handed to first for the second out of the inning. And Weiler actually has been tested defensively a few different times here, and he's been up to the task each time.
Yeah, well, he's, like you said, he was did a nice job at quarterback. You have to be an athlete on the mound, and you have to field your position and help yourself out as much as possible.
So two down very quickly. Cooper Souza, who is 2-for-2 on the day.
Yeah, he's had some really nice at-bats.
He takes ball one. Swung at the first pitch he saw on the day and singled, and then had a longer battle with Weiler later.
Yeah, he keeps that up. He won't be batting eighth for long.
1-0 pitch from Weiler. One is sent just over the shortstop's head. Excuse me, over the second baseman's head. And Sousa, as you mentioned, he's probably moving his way on up in this lineup.
Yeah, I think that pitch was over his head.
He just dumped it over Gavin Thompson's head over
second
there.
Second baseman, number 24, Jack Potter.
Brings up Jack Potter, the junior, with a base runner aboard and two away. Potter singled in the second, had a sac fly to drive in a run in the fourth. So again, bottom of the order, getting some work done for the Red Raiders. Atchison comes out of his crouch looking for a snap throw to first after ball one issued by Weiler. WOGO.com, where you can view our complete sports schedule. We should say planned sports schedule, as weather always makes impacts. Stay tuned on our social media as well for any related changes, weather-related changes, but hoping to have a very full week of broadcasting here. Fouled back by Potter. Tomorrow, Alvo beyond the call. Chi High softball, our first look at Coach Secor and Coach Faraday's team against Hudson. Cards, of course, your defending Big Rivers Conference champions in softball.
Yeah, they got a really nice team coming back. Some really high quality pitching on that team.
One ball, one strike. Chopped along the third baseline, foul. And normally I'm over on the McDonald's side for baseball and softball, but fun being able to see Chi High baseball here. And I would not be averse to an opportunity to broadcast a few softball games if Alvo ever needs a night off as well, too. Willa Reisinger and Violet Magawam are just phenomenal pitchers. Yep. Lauren Shepard, the Winona State commit, headed to the same school as my little brother, actually.
Oh, nice.
She is a phenomenal power hitter.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah, they are fun to watch.
Two balls, two strikes, two away. Runner at first, Evan Weiler trying to strand that base runner and put up another scoreless inning for Chi High here in the sixth. Weiler, quick look over at first. Kicks the 2-2.
Right down Bridge Street. Strike three to end the inning. Evan Weiler dealing here in the sixth. We'll head out, be back in 1 minute. Chi High leading Wisconsin Rapids 6-3. We head to the bottom of the sixth in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly-by-night. They believe in the people, They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, two straight scoreless innings dealt by Evan Weiler and Shy High, taking a 6-3 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. And Jason Bott, they're setting themselves up here in good position, and now you've got to finish it out.
Yeah, I think, I'm not changing anything. I'm running Evan back out there in the seventh inning and having him win this game for you.
Looks like we do have a pitching change on the other side. For the Red Raiders, Connor Cronstedt, the junior, number 20. Another right-hander.
Now pitching for the Red Raiders, number 20, Connor Cronstedt.
We got father-son umpires today. I knew it was Ryan Beyer behind the plate, but I think
Oh, is Rick out there, too?
I think so.
Ryan, it was pretty cool. Able to ref, I believe it was a Division III state semifinal and same floor that he played on.
Yeah, with
his senior year. Kyle Cody and Ryan Beyer. A great matchup. I remember broadcasting that game on WOGO as they faced off with Sheboygan Lutheran and Sam Decker, a game that went down to the wire. Sam just was not going to lose to anyone that year. But
yeah, between him and Kyle Cody, there's a couple of pretty good athletes on the floor.
Yeah. Talking about the basketball players, but baseball players just phenomenal.
Shortstop. I'm not putting Ryan in that same category.
Olson.
So Brant Olson will be back up at the plates for the Cards here to start the sixth.
I think Eli got picked off last inning, yeah. I think it was Eli.
Yeah, Burmeister, I believe, was at first. So Olson takes an inside pitch. For ball one, first offering from Connor Cronstedt. Olson walked his first time up and scored a run. Bats from the left. Takes ball two outside. We marked, again, Olson coming in. Ryan Dixon left with injury, and we're certainly hoping for the best for Ryan. That's nothing serious, but Olson has come in and acquitted himself pretty well. Sophomore coming right in at shortstop, takes the ball low. 3-0 count.
Yeah, Dane's a sophomore. He had a big hit in the first inning. Mason had that great play in center field. Brant's done a nice job.
Got a good look at last year's freshman class. Ball misses well outside and a four-pitch walk for Olson. And again, credit to Coach Steinmetz and his coaching staff all throughout. Sometimes you look just at that varsity level, but what do you have for JV and JV2? How are they preparing these young men coming up to varsity?
Designated hitter, number five, Brayden
Smith. Yeah, and it's a challenge. Just looking at his roster, he's got 17 guys on his roster, and that's a lot. Especially you get young guys on the roster. You want to make sure they're not, you know, just taking up space on the bench. They got to see the field when they're young. Especially if they're at the varsity level. And, yeah, so far he's done a really nice job of getting those guys in, and they've been effective.
Two good pitches from Cronstedt there to jump ahead in the count 0-2 against Brady Smith. Brady, a ground out to second. His first time up, reached on an error in the second. But then in the fourth, a big RBI double.
Snaps kind of foul. Interesting arm slot. For three quarters, or as opposed to the last pitcher, was kind of straight over the top.
And something for Chi High hitting to adjust to. Olson's at first, takes his lead.
Ouch.
Taking one right in the left cheek. And the below the belt one is Brady Smith. Someone's got to step in and fill what Cole Perlberg did last year.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know that anyone could be quite that good.
That, that was insane.
What was it, 20 sometimes he got hit?
And I believe it was leading the state by a wide margin. I remember you and Mark talking about it, and I looked it up to confirm, and it was not even close. No one else was willing to take the pain that way. Grounder hit toward third, stepping on the bag for one. Holy. Long throw to first. It gets away, and a runner will advance to third. Is safe at first and third, the Cards. That was a long throw.
That was a long throw, but that had some juice on it. I thought he was just going to step on third and hold it. If that would have been on the bag, it would have been a close play.
So 6-3, our score remains with runners at the corners for the Cards. Gavin Thompson, the senior, looks at a first pitch strike.
Second baseman number 4, Gavin Thompson.
Yeah, this is where you just got to figure out how to get that runner in. I know, easier said than done sometimes, but get a ground ball past the pitcher. Get something in the outfield.
Thompson grounds one to first. They'll throw to second for one. It's dropped. It's dropped at second. A run comes in and safe at first and second for the Cards. They take advantage of another error.
Yeah, I know Rapids has a good team. They're supposed to be better than they were last year. They've just made some, I don't know, interesting miscues on a situation like that with a runner on third. That's a really tough double play ball. You almost got to just keep the runner at third, step on first, and go to the next hitter.
So Atchison takes ball one inside with runners at first and second and still just one out. And that's tough here for Cronstadt coming in to pitch, and you just want your defense to back you up a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to go back and watch the game, but I think three or four of the Chippewa runs could have been avoided with just making different decisions.
Shadow starting to lengthen a little bit here at Gannon. Casper Park, Chippewa Falls, season opener for the Cards. 7-3, they lead here in the bottom of the sixth. With runners at first and second, just one out.
Ooh, that ball's hit
lofted
well
into deep left center field, and that one is going to get back most of the way to the fence. They are circling the bases for the Cards.
Great swing.
And it is 8-3 with runners at second and third, and a great swing, as you mentioned, from Landon Atchison.
Yeah, that's the hardest hit ball we've seen today. That easily split the outfielders. On a warmer day, that probably gets to the fence.
It's an RBI double.
The Cards, number 19, Colin Balsiger.
Colin Balsiger in to run. He'll
at
stand
plate,
at second.
Right fielder number 12, Dane Krista.
In for the Cards with now an 8-3 lead. Still just one away. Inside pitch. Ball one.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference right now has been the relief pitching. Both starters kind of kept the other team in the game, and Evans come in for Chippewa and kind of shut the door on Rapids, and the Rapids pitchers haven't been able to do the same thing.
Krista's day had a 2-RBI single in his first varsity at-bat.
Yeah.
Back in the first, popped out to short in the third. Sacrifice in the fifth. Two in scoring position for him if he wants to do it again. Takes the pitch inside. Ball two. After the game, we'll have our Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices, commercial home and auto glasses at postglassandmirror.com. Chopper along the third baseline, foul. Connor Kalinske, who reached on an error, scored a run back in the fifth, is due up for the Cards with one away and a 5-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Dane Christ at the plate right now. Takes one low and inside. 3-1 hitters count here with two in scoring position.
Yeah, you look at the... I was just looking at the scoreboard and, like, is that right? They've out-hit us 9-4, but then you...
Swing and a miss.
Biggest difference has been walks. Walks and some timely errors on... Untimely errors on...
Third baseman, number 24, Connor Kolinsky.
Krista goes down on strikes, brings up Connor Kolinsky. Two away now. But Kolinsky, the senior, now he has an opportunity with two in scoring position. Give the Cards double-digit runs with one good swing. They lead 8-3. Cronstedt comes home with a pitch. Pitch one, strike one. We'll also have our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game in that post-class post-game show. Those Fiber Fast Plays brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Cronstedt the pitch. This one is lifted into right field. It is all the way back to the wall. How about Connor Kolinsky?
Yeah,
that is going to drive in a run. Two runs for the Cards. It is 10-3 on the double from senior Connor Kolinsky.
Yeah, Connor put a charge into that one, and I think the wind is blowing in that same direction. And again, you could kind of tell I was watching the right fielder, and as soon as he hit it, he stayed still. He didn't move, and I could tell the ball was traveling. And yeah, pinch hitter. Enzo Isham, the last sophomore, I think, that needs to get in the game.
So Isham comes in that 7 slot.
Pinch hitting for the Cards, number 13, Enzo Isham.
Two away and a runner at second. That's Connor Kolinsky. Cards have opened up a 7-run lead here in their home opener, 10-3. Isham will step out of the box. Now stands back in to face Cronstedt for the first time. Pitch, called strike one. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Pitch two outside, and that will allow Kolinsky to take third.
Of course he's going to get dirty.
Of course. What else would you expect? And Dr. Grace, Dr. Camille, welcoming them at Christo Orthodontics. Same trusted care, that fresh, modern approach. Orthodontics for all ages. You can schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. ChristoOrthodontics.com. Hard contact, a diving play not able to be made in left field. And Aisha heading towards second, and this is going to be tough. He dives in head first and is called out, trying to stretch that one a little bit further. But the run comes across. We head to the seventh. Our score, Chippewa Falls 11, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3.
We're back in the
1 minute on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on WOGO.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High Baseball, top of the seventh. Last chance here for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln as they trail now 11-3. And the Cards the bats haven't been prolific, but they've done what they've needed to. They put the ball out into the grass and make the defense make plays, and the Red Raiders have left some plays out there, Jason.
Yeah, they have. And it's, you know, you take a 2-plus-hour bus trip on a
cold day where maybe you don't really
want to play on a Tuesday or a Monday after a Easter weekend and probably didn't have school today.
Yeah.
And then you get out here and it's 35 degrees.
Swing and a miss. Now Weiler trying to finish things off here for the Cards. He'll have to face the top of the order, though. Seligowski, leadoff hitter. He still has not reached.
Yeah, again, another strike one by Chi High pitchers. They've done a really nice job of getting ahead today.
Evan Weiler came in relief of Brady Smith. Another induced swinging strike, and he had him fooled with that one.
Yeah, Evan does have a really nice breaking ball, and I've seen him do that more than once to hitters. Just kind of drops off the table.
Seligowski, the senior third baseman. One, two count. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Evan Weiler. And that's the first out of this seventh inning with Chi High leading 11-3.
Yeah, really, really nice pitch. And again, as we talked about at the beginning of the game, I think the strength of Chi High really is going to be their
number 12. They're starting Cunningham.
Not only starting pitching, but just pitching in general with Evan and Brady and Sam Brezina and hopefully Ryan Dixon. Hopefully, the injury again is not too serious. Yeah, they got some really strong arms.
A lot of options for Coach Steinmetz. The kick and the pitch. Grounder towards short. Gloved by the second baseman. Throw to first. Stretch in time. Gavin Thompson wheeled and made a nice play for the second out of the inning.
Right fielder, number 17.
Good stretch though, over there at first as well. And down to their last out, the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders.
Beginning of this thing, I thought this was going to be the longest game ever, and actually
it sped up a little bit.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad.
Vollert sends one out into right field and out of play. 11-3, the Cards. They scored two in the first, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, and somehow five came across in that sixth, and it didn't.
No, I don't know. This has been a weird game, I'm not going to lie.
Weiler the pitch. Inside. Evens the count at 1-1. Cards one out away from going 1-0. 11-3 lead. No one on. Two out. Vollert at the plate. One hopped.
Yeah, you look at, tried to look at some preseason polls, and it's hard to even tell where teams are in terms of the area or the state. I think I've seen Chi High ranked third in the state, and then I've seen them, I think, picked to
right
finish
down the middle,
finish third or fourth in the conference, and another one I saw they were 39th in the state. And
you got to just get out there and play, I guess, at
yeah,
some point,
right? Yeah.
Two outs, no one on, 2-2 counts against Vollert. Weiler the pitch. Sent high into the air.
See if we can
center field
ball.
Playable. There we go. And there it is in the Cards. And it's in style. Your final score, Chippewa Falls 11, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3. The Cards win their home and season opener. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. That's Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back with highlights, post game analysis, and more. WOGO Sports. Stay with us.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, along with Jason Bob, the Cards win their season opener 11-3. Jason, and certainly plenty of things to build on, and maybe what we expected in terms of the pitching being one of those bedrock building blocks for this Jai High team.
Yeah, they did a nice, great job on the mound. They limited their walks. I know it. If you look at the box score, Rabbits had 9 hits over the course of the game, and through 7 innings, that seems like quite a few. But really, the contact that Rabbits made, they didn't have a lot of balls to the gap.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I would say 2 or 3 of those were hit really, really hard. But, yeah, and defensively, only having 2 errors on a day like today, your first game of the year, I thought, yeah, Chippewa played well.
And, again, you look at defensively, only 2 errors, with a lot of sophomores seeing significant playing time as well, too. And certainly, I know we've mentioned several times, but thoughts and prayers, hoping that Ryan Dixon, that this isn't anything serious or long-term for him. But when Brandt Olson comes in as a sophomore at a position like shortstop, we even mentioned the first time a ball's hit to him, too. I mean, it's You practice. But when you're out there and facing live fire, so to speak, and he acquitted himself well at the plate and in the field. And again, all the sophomores, I think, doing a nice job.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and you have, like, if you think about the entire infield from last year to this year, minus Landon, is different. Gavin Thompson was an outfielder last year for the most part. Now he's playing second base. And like you said, Perlberg is gone, and you got Matt Schultz and Connor at first, and Carter or at third, and Carter at first. Like, they got a lot of, as good as they are and as good as they can be, they're replacing a lot of veteran players, and they're gonna have to adjust early to be competitive, and they did that today. Hopefully it continues.
How big a difference does it make for this team, you mentioned, being strong up the middle, having Landon Acheson back there, who's played so much, who's caught so many of these guys, having him back there is just a, kind of that steadying presence, no matter how good your pitching is, too. Just, again, when you know that the pitching staff you have and your catcher are going to kind of buoy this entire team.
100%. Yeah, Landon has been a rock back there for the last 3 years, and he's the steadying factor. He doesn't allow a lot of pass balls. He throws the ball well. He's, like I said, he gets better at the plate every single year. And when you're a pitcher and you know you have that guy behind the plate, it makes a huge difference.
As we, again, go through our post-glass post-game show here, Post-Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll hear our fiber-fast plays of the game coming up shortly. But, again, just one more thought from you, Jason, as mm-hmm. far as the hitting, too. We mentioned, okay, so this is probably something where you say, hey, it's going to be a work in progress. What'd you see that you liked here today about the way they battled against a quality pitcher in Honeyager who maybe wasn't quite finding a spots, but quality pitching, and then kind of getting to some of the relief pitching from the Red Raiders?
Yeah, I thought they did a really nice job with Honeyager staying patient and not chasing a lot of pitches early in the game. And then when they brought their relievers in, and they were guys that, you know, velocity was a little bit less, and they were finding a little more of the zone, Chippewa then became a little more aggressive, and they were looking at pitches they could drive, and that's what they ended up doing. And the other thing, again, I mentioned this before, it doesn't show up in the box score, but taking the extra base when you can and being aggressive on the base paths and making smart decisions, that was part of the difference within this game.
Well, we'll take a quick 2-minute break and be back to continue our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2 minutes, this is Chi High Baseball. The Cards win their season opener 11-3.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Uh-oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Drawing to a close of our Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll, of course, give an opportunity to hear the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the game coming up shortly. But maybe as we get final thoughts here from Jason Bob, looking just ahead a little bit, non-conference game here, a team, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, that often is in your sectional, so of course one you wanted to get here. But how does this prepare you for Big Rivers Conference play? Because you mentioned all over the map in terms of rankings and such for Chi-Hi. Mm-hmm. We know this is a good team. We also know that there's a team that was just at state looming in the Big Rivers in Hudson.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of quality programs all throughout this conference.
Yeah, you do. I mean, I think this year, if everybody stays healthy at Hudson, I think they have to be the favorite. But after that, I really think it's a coin toss, and I think Chippewa should be in the top two or three in the conference with the pitching they have. And again, I think it'll come down to offense and just how can they manufacture runs, can they score enough to win baseball games. But yeah, it's always game one is always fun to get a win, and better to get a win moving forward than take a loss. So
what would you say it might be a key, you know, almost a post game choice and four keys to the next game? I mean, when you look at again early April baseball here that we're seeing, what do you think Coach Steinmetz will say in terms of game one to game two, where you say, okay, here's some of the things that we want to get better on right away before we really get into the heart of the schedule?
Yeah, I wouldn't have anything negative to say about the pitching. I would say defensively, I think they can clean up a couple of things. And really, they didn't have a ton of plays to make in the field.
Yeah.
You know, there weren't a lot of super difficult plays to make, minus that catch that Mason made in center field. I think that'll be a key, because once you get into conference play, you're not striking out 12 guys in a game, I don't think, and you're going to have to be sound defensively to win.
And I think, again, one of the other plus that we saw here, that the pitching was good. Base running, maybe some of the opportunities that the Red Raiders didn't take, we saw Chi-Hi base runners take, and that's, again, just being smart baseball players.
Yeah, it is, and it's a natural instinct thing. Sometimes I don't want to say criticizing, but looking at Rapids and saying, well, why didn't you take the base there? But if you don't have that natural instinct, or you haven't done it before, that's just not a natural thing to do, and Chippewa did it every single time. Like, every time they had a chance to take a base, they took it.
Well, we will take one final break and be back with your Fiber Fast Plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for Wogo Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. We're back to put a bow on this one in 2 minutes. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-Hi Baseball.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Royal Credit Union creates a positive impact in the lives we touch.
I have such a high respect for the Royal Credit Union name. I was at a point where the piggy bank just didn't do it anymore. I needed to have my money work more wisely for me. I like that they're grounded. They stood the test of time. That means a lot to me. They're not a fly by night. They believe in the people. They are a part of the community.
Learn more at rcu.org/royalvalues.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
We welcome you back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll give those highlights for you as Chi High wins it 11-3 in their season and opener. They move to 1-0. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln now 1-1 on the season. Shout out once again to Carter Jagger, who is up here in the booth tearing equipment down after he spent a lot of time out in the chilly air above the dugout, getting you some of those shots that you see here on our WOGO Sports Live video stream. We'll get a podcast of this one up available a little later at WOGO.com, but also you can watch live the replay of this game and all of our upcoming games live and replays WOGO Sports on YouTube. And we appreciate if you can hit subscribe on there and that notification bell so you are notified whenever we go live with Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Without further ado, here's the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, as always brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners, only a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net.
Lefty with runners at first and second and two away. Smith with a 2-2 count. The senior, the pitch, swing and a miss, send him down. And the Cardinals end the inning after the top of the first.
That is not ideal. Not ideal.
Oh, Krista will swat one right over short. That's going to bring in the first run of the season. Another one rounding and heading to home. 2-0 Chippewa Falls on the RBI single from Dane Krista. The 28th pitch for Brady Smith. Comes home with it, finds the mark. Strikeout number 3 of the day for Brady Smith. It's a good way to start out the second inning.
Yeah, that is a great spot.
Right field. That's Brady Smith. His first hit of the season. A run coming. Field. Same producer? The 2-1.
There it is.
That one is lined into right field. That's Brady Smith. His first hit of the season, a run coming to the plate, slides in. Smith is going to end up head first into second. We are tied at 3. Brady Smith, the RBI double. Cards looking for just their second scoreless inning defensively. Swing and a miss and a big punch out for Evan Weiler. And they go down 1-2-3 in sequence here in the top of the fifth.
Raiders at the top of the fifth.
He had the bottom of the fifth. Scoring position. He'll send a chopper and it gets through the second baseman's arms. and hustling it out, sliding into the plate. It's a double for Connor Kolinsky and an RBI as Balsinger slides underneath the tag. 5-3 the Cards. Weiler faced each other. As I believe when Weiland walked, that was the only walk of the game issued by Chi High Pitching.
Just one for Brady Smith, four strikeouts versus one walk. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss.
Send him down on strikes. Evan Weiler, his second punch out.
Yeah.
First, Evan Weiler trying to strand that base runner and put up another scoreless inning for Chi High here in the sixth. Weiler, quick look over at first. Kicks the 2-2 down Bridge Street. Strike three to end the inning. Evan Weiler dealing here in the sixth.
Raiders.
Just one out.
Ooh, that ball's
lofted into deep left center field, and that one is going to get back most of the way to the fence. They are circling the bases for the Cards.
Great swing.
And it is 8-3 with runners at second and third, and a great swing, as you mentioned, from Landon Atchison. 7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Cronstedt, the pitch. This one is lifted into right field. It is all the way back to the wall. How about Connor Kolinsky?
Yeah,
that is going to drive in a run. Two runs for the Cards. It is 10-3 on the double from senior Connor Kolinsky.
And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports, your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Thank you once again to Carter Jager and Sam Aberle, our WOGO Sports video producer and audio producer, respectively. Thank you so much to Jason Bob, Athletic Director Mike Thompson as well, too, Athletic and Activities Secretary Kelly Nichols as well, as this game was not one we originally had on the schedule. We were planning to cover this as a doubleheader last week. Weather prevented that. We were planning to cover McDonald baseball today. That game didn't happen, so a quick pivot, and we appreciate again Chippewa Falls Parks and Recreation getting us a key to get in here at Casper right away. There's always a host of people behind the scenes making these broadcasts possible, along with all the sponsors that you see and hear throughout. So we appreciate everyone involved very much, and great to be starting the week with a win. Chi High 11-3 here over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Full broadcast week for WOGO Sports for softball and baseball. Catch Halvo and Lucas Reisinger tomorrow afternoon, 4:10 p.m. pregame live from Hudson. Our first look at Chi High Lady Cardinals softball. For Jason Bob, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Gannon Field, Casper Park, and Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, Chippewa Falls 11, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 3, as the Cards win their home opener. This has been Chi High Baseball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.